Elano Hashem Leilano Kedushim Chatein Kavod in a relationship. You always want to make sure you have the other person's interests first. And therefore we say, not for our sake, Hashem, not for our sake, but for your sake, give glory. Chaz Tachal Amitecha, for your kindness and your truth. Lama Yaymir Agayim Ayinay Lehehem. Klal Yisrael, when we're suffering in the Galus, we're not thinking about our own pain and suffering. Thinking about Hashem's suffering, Kaviyachal. That it looks like there's no God in the world when the Jewish people suffer. How many times did a Nazi shoot a Jew and say, where's your God now? Malbim says, Kvod Shamayim, Kvod Yisrael, Tzliim, Zebazeh, there's a symbiotic relationship between how the Jewish people are perceived in this world and how Hashem is perceived. But Klal Yisrael themselves don't have theological issues. The nations of the world might say, yeah, maybe God looked after you in the past, but now he's rejected you. We say, no. We have total emunah. They're saying, where's your God? And we say, our God's in heaven. He can do whatever he wants. He's omnipotent. The Radak says, these fools, they mock us. They don't realize the vast difference between a finite God, gold and silver, wood and stone, that are helpless even though they're here. Our God is in heaven, in the spiritual domain. He rules on everything that you're there. He controls everything that happens in this world. And now, in order to bring out that contrast, the Psukim talk about these idols, Atzabeim, Kesev, Azav, Maaseh, De'adam. The idols are gold and silver. Why are they called Atzabeim? Before I should explain why they are, because they're so sad. Atzuv, Ani Atzuv, sorrow. These idols ultimately are only a source of disappointment to their worshippers. They cause them heartbreak and sorrow. How can things that you made yourself ever help you? They're the work of your hands. They certainly can't have any more power than that which made you, that which made them. It's a nonsense. And we go through it, go through the different senses. They've got a mouth, but they can't speak. They've got eyes, but they can't see. They've got ears, but they can't hear. They've got a nose and they can't smell. They've got hands but they can't touch. They've got legs and they can't walk. They can't emit any sounds. Unlike our God, he can see but he has no eyes. He can speak but he has no mouth. The nations of the world have created God in the image of man. And therefore their gods are powerless. We, however, created B'Tselem Elohim. Ultimately, Hashem's the one that really has eyes. Our eyes are just a metaphor for Hashem's eyes. Hashem is the true reality. We have to get that clear. Hashem is the source of life. Hashem is the Kol Yachol. Infinite power, infinite capacity, ability. Kol Asher Chafetz Asa. He can do whatever he chooses. There are times where his hashkacha is evident and overt. There are times where HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to remove his hashkacha. Kol Asher Chafetz Asa. Hashem can do whatever he wants. As for the gods of the other nations, Atzaveim, they just make them sad.